This is All India Radio. At 10:30 this morning, Auroville, the city of dawn, the city of universal culture, came from dream into reality. I saw the omnipotent flaming pioneers come crowding down the amber stairs of earth. I saw them cross the twilight of an age, the sun-eyed children of a marvelous dawn, the great creators with wide brows of calm, faces that wore the immortal's glory still, voices that still communed with the thoughts of God, carrying the magic word, the mystic fire, carrying the Dionysian cup of joy. Their tread one day shall change the suffering earth and justify the light on nature's face. The sunlight children of a marvelous dawn came to their city of dawn this morning, carrying their cups of joy. In front of the lotus, they had all gathered to get the blessings of the mother of the Sri Aurobindo Ashram, sanctifying the rising city dedicated to the youth of the world and giving a lead to all the countries in this reality of international living, the mother said.
Bonne volonté. Sont conviés à Auroville tous ceux qui ont soif de progrès et aspirent à une vie plus haute et plus vraie.
Auroville is a unique universal cultural township, meaning literally the city of dawn, named in honor of Sri Aurobindo. The project has been inspired by a dream of the mother. As early as 1912, our mother, then a young lady in France, foresaw the rise of this model city, a city where men and women of all countries will be able to live in peace and progressive harmony, above all creeds, all politics, and all nationalities. Representatives from 124 countries and 23 Indian states participated in this unique but solemn ceremony to deposit the symbolic earth from their countries in the foundation stone structure. The charter of the new city that was placed this morning into the foundation stone structure was read by the mother.
Charte d'Auroville. Auroville n'appartient à personne en particulier. Auroville appartient à toute l'humanité dans son ensemble. Mais pour séjourner à Auroville, il faut être le serviteur volontaire de la conscience divine. Auroville sera le lieu de l'éducation perpétuelle, du progrès constant et d'une jeunesse qui ne vieillit point. Auroville veut être le pont entre le passé et l'avenir. Profitant de toutes les découvertes extérieures et intérieures, elle veut hardiment s'élancer vers les réalisations futures. Auroville sera le lieu des recherches matérielles et spirituelles pour donner un corps vivant à une unité humaine concrète.
To the subdued tones of the musical ensemble of the Sri Aurobindo Ashram, the message of the charter reverberated in English and Russian, Japanese and Tibetan, Spanish and Sanskrit, Tamil and German, and various other languages, as young representatives translated the charter. As a symbol of international fellowship, they deposited handfuls of earth taken from their homelands into the foundation structure. In this ceremony of depositing the symbolic earth, precedence was given appropriately to the Sri Aurobindo Ashram.
Uravi idam sasanam. Uravi குறிப்பிட்ட எவருக்கும் சொந்தம் அன்று. உறவில் மக்கள் குழாம் முழுமைக்கும் சொந்தம். ஆனால் உறவியலில் வாழ உரிமை பெற பரமனின் சேத்தனத்திற்கு இசைந்த பணியாளன் ஆவதே. என்றுமாய் நீடித்த வாழ்வு, இடைவிடா வளர்ச்சி, மூப்பரியா இளமை இவற்றை அளிப்பதே உறவியல். பண்டை எதிர்வு இரண்டையும் இழக்க உள்ள துணிவுற்ற பாலமே உறவில். அகம் புறம் இரண்டிலும் கிட்டிய தரிசனங்கள் யாவற்றையும் பயன்படுத்தி எதிர்கால அனுபவங்களை உள்ள துணிவுடன் ஏற்று அவற்றின் பால் முனைந்து தாவவே உறவில். ஆதி பௌதிக ஆத்தியாத்மிக ஆராய்ச்சிகள் மூலம் மக்கள் குழாத்தின் பிரத்யக்ஷ ஒற்றுமைக்கு உயிர் ததும்பும் உடல் தரும் தலமே உறவில்.
உறவில் நகரஸ்ய ஸ்வாமி சமக்ரம் மாணவகுலம். கிந்து உறவில் நகராவாசார்த்தம் தைவ சைதன்யஸ்ய சச்சந்த சேவகேன பவிதவ்யம். உறவில் நகரம் நிரவதிசிக்ஷாயாஹ நித்யாப்யுதயஸ்ய நிர்ஜர யௌவனஸ்ய ச ஆயதனம் பவிஷ்யதி. உறவில் நகரம் பூதபவ்யயோஹ சேதுதாம் ஆத்மனஹ ஈஹதே. பாஹ்யாப்யந்தர சர்வாவிஷ்கிருதீனாம் லாபக்ராஹி. உறவில் நகரம் பவ்யானுபூதி ருத்திஷ்ய சாஹசேன உத்பதிஷ்யதி. உறவில் நகரம் பிரத்யக்ஷீகிருத மானுஷைக்யஸ்ய சஜீவமூர்த்திதாரணாய க்ரியமாணானாம் ஆதிபௌதிக ஆத்யாத்மிக சத்யான்வேஷணானாம் ஸ்தலம் பவிஷ்யதி.
matter.
Oroville belongs to nobody in particular. Oroville belongs to humanity as a whole. But to live in Oroville, one must be the willing servitor of the divine's consciousness. Oroville will be the place of an unending education, of constant progress, and a youth that never ages. Oroville wants to be the bridge between the past and the future, taking advantage of all discoveries from without and within. Oroville will boldly spring towards future realization. Oroville will be a site of material and spiritual researches for a living embodiment of an actual human unity.
Roger Andre, a French architect, is in charge of the team of architects who will develop this unique city, which is coming up with the blessings of UNESCO, a city which will contribute to international understanding and promotion of peace. The 14th General Conference of UNESCO, held in Paris in 1966, unanimously passed a resolution commending this new township planned to house 50,000 residents. The city is coming up under the sponsorship of Sri Aurobindo Society.
Being apprised that in connection with the commemoration of the 20th anniversary of UNESCO, the Sri Aurobindo Society, Pondicherry, India, a non-governmental organization affiliated to the Indian National Commission for UNESCO, proposes to set up a cultural township known as Oroville, where people of different countries will live together in harmony in one community and engage in cultural, educational, scientific, and other pursuits. Noting that the township will have pavilions intended to represent the cultures of the world, not only intellectually, but also by presenting different schools of architecture, painting, sculpture, music, etc., as part of a way of living. Appreciating that one of the aims of Oroville will be to bring together in close juxtaposition the values and ideals of different civilizations and cultures, expresses the belief that the project will contribute to international understanding and promotion of peace, and commends it to those interested in UNESCO's ideals.
Located 3 miles north of the Sri Aurobindo Ashram, Pondicherry, situated in Madras State, and covering an area of about 15 square miles, Oroville will be a universal town, where men and women of all countries will live in peace and progressive harmony, above all creeds, all politics, and all nationalities. As the mother has said, the purpose of Oroville is to realize human unity. Now, here is Julie Medlock to describe to you the plan and design of this universal cultural city.
The town is being developed on a circular or concentric plan, with equal place given to the four fundamental aspects of man's activity: work, the industrial zone; dwelling, the residential zone; culture, the cultural zone; social relations, the international zone. In the industrial zone, industries and handicrafts necessary for the life of Oroville will be grouped, and a large agricultural complex with farms, fisheries, orchards, dairy, nursery, and veterinary hospital will complete it. These industrial and agricultural units will be, intentionally, models for duplication elsewhere, as well as training centers in modern technological methods and management procedures. In the residential zone, architectural innovation and variation will be freely used in houses, private villas, apartment houses, hotels, and guest houses. These will be set among gardens, around squares, along streets paved with mosaic. There will be monorails and moving sidewalks instead of motor traffic. Many expressions of beauty and form, views opening on fountains, ponds, flower beds, and works of art will create an atmosphere of peace and harmony. In the cultural zone, there will be a world university developing new patterns of education for tomorrow, an agricultural polytechnic, a research center, a center for training in arts and crafts, a world communication center, academies of arts and sciences, and all sports facilities. In the international zone, there will be pavilions of many nations and Indian states, and a peace pavilion with a replica of the meditation room at the United Nations in New York. The four zones converge upon the Gardens of Unity, in the center of which, surrounded by a lake, will be the sanctuary of truth and the Matrimandir, or shrine of the mother. This crown of gardens overhanging the lake is the heart of the city and its dominating point, opening upwards to the light. An isolating zone of great natural beauty will be maintained all around the city.
Even as Auroville is coming up, men and women from various parts of the world have been drawn to this city of dawn by the teachings of the great master Sri Aurobindo, in whose honor Auroville has come into being. Auro's son has become the first child of the city of dawn. Born to a German and a Swedish wife, the child will have a very special future. Now, what are the visions that this child is to see of the world to come? Listen now to his father, Frederick.
10 years from now, Auro's son will have a city in the making as his playground. His games will take place on the scaffolding of the future. What better field for adventure and exploration can one offer a 10-year-old boy? A whole town as his plaything. From every direction, people and materials will arrive in constant stream. A city flowing with light and water will be at his disposal. A planetary city, which will never be completed, will offer him all the excitement of the unfinished. It will be always changing, and change itself will be familiar to him. As he grows into his teens, Auroville will be in its teens. In the gardens and parks, no signs, "Don't step on the grass," but maybe there will be tools for him to help the garden grow. Objects of art will invite him to work on them, and huge mobiles will ask him to be set in motion. Imagine a museum where the visitor is asked, "Please, touch." No mere sightseeing, but creative participation. Auro-son, along with Auro-filio and all the children of the future, will not experience the machine as other than himself, but as an extension of his body. Computers will answer his questions. Televisions and radio telescope will narrate the cosmic stories. Everything that moves in Auroville could be seen as the dance of a city, and as Auro-son moves by lifts, escalators, electric cars, a boy will be dancing with the city of his birth. The life of the city will be his school. Auro-son will be an explorer, as all boys are, and he will blaze the trail of his own truth through Auroville. Auro-son, Auroville, Aurobindo. A mantra, a progression, and a promise. At 10, Auro-son will be playing in twin cities, a city of joy in his heart and a city of hope in South India.
But here is Gene Maslow, an American, who is one of the original members of the Auroville group and who expects to be living in Auroville shortly to work on the development of a new workers' community.
Appears like a crystallization of the finest dreams and elite hopes of all mankind. In fact, from the unique and beautiful design of the city, its plans and model, to the essential concepts of life in Auroville, based on Sri Aurobindo's ideal of human unity, Auroville can actually be seen as a refined condensation of man's aspirations toward a higher consciousness. People from different parts of the world have come here to begin work on the city. So to be in one place where the spirit of the work here is human unity, there's a very special kind of delight. Those who come will be able to find that these necessities are no longer such a demand on their time and attention, that they can then forget themselves in that sense and devote themselves to the future, to a higher ideal. Currently, the first area of Orville that has begun development is a section known as Promise, where there are a number of buildings. Some are experimental village communities, where some people have begun to live already. Just recently, a young chap came from France, and he's doing the cooking now. Something he may not have done before, but he finds that that's what he's enjoying doing, and it fits into the necessities. That's one of the wonderful aspects, by the way, of working together now. There are people here from many, many different cultures of the world whose environment has been so completely different from one another that if we had to share our mental ideas on how to function, we probably never could find one way. That way is found in a kind of quiet way. It's the kind of thing that happens when people work together. I think it happens often when people work together without looking for the ego's intrusions, without pushing the ego. So when the man who comes from Italy, who is constructing some of the roads and so forth, and he deals with a young chap who is from Australia, and the French cook, or myself, an American, it's not necessary somehow to draw those lines anymore. We don't really see ourselves so separate. We see ourselves as part of Orville. People who are out to do one main job, to build a place that can perhaps one day even be a model or pattern for urban living and a way of life. A way of life that no longer needs to be based on the old concepts, to actually drop away completely the old notions and form a new kind of community, a universal community.
The city of dawn is rising, and in its effulgence would emerge a harmonious society. A society free from the prejudices of race and religion, color and country. In fact, it will be a world without frontiers, and in it, no man will be an island. To such a world, the Sri Aurobindo Society is taking us, and the secretary, Sri Navajata, now unfolds the shape of things as expected to come in Auroville.
Auroville will provide many facilities to its residents and visitors for all-round progress as well as for undertaking activities through which they can, on their part, give the benefit of their capacities to mankind. It will have a university, an institute of integrated health sciences, cultural pavilions of different countries, seaside resort, an Olympic village, industries, hotels, World Trade Center, a film studio, all kinds of sports, airport, seaport, shopping center, model villages, etc. But everything will be undertaken not to make money, but to find a way of life which will bring a progressive harmony in the individual and his collective life. One of the most important aspects of Auroville is its effort towards human unity through a psychological transformation. And for this purpose, it will carry out an integral research in the psychology of man. This is a task never so far undertaken on such a large scale. We believe that this research will also lead to find the way for developing the latent faculties in man, faculties of intuition and beyond it. It can be well imagined that if a man could develop in him faculties beyond mind, and channelize them in everyday life, all his activities would attain new standards and new forms, and a deeper and truer harmony never so far achieved. Imagine a step further, that all the people in a collective life develop in themselves faculties beyond mind, perfect their external personality, find their true place in collective life, each one helping and collaborating with others, and see what they can achieve in every walk of life. Auroville will provide a living example.
To mark the inauguration of Auroville and to give a cross-section of the culture and art of India to the visitors from abroad, the Arab Hindu Society had arranged exhibitions and special programs. Now here are some excerpts from a program of dance and music presented by the students of International Center of Education, Pondicherry.